Honorable Deputy Director General, Excellencies, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. It's a matter of great honor for me to be addressing this August gathering today. The International Year of Pulses, as you all know, is drawing to a close. The entire year has seen a plethora of activities which have made the world better informed of the importance of this plant-based protein. It has also further strengthened the importance of pulses towards contributing towards Sustainable Development Goal 2 of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as overcoming zero hunger challenges. Pakistan is grateful to the Director General of FAO and the co-chair Turkey for working relentlessly throughout the year to make the International Year of Pulses a success. Ladies and gentlemen, the year made people cognizant around the world of the benefits of pulses. Today, we know well that pulses are a critical and inexpensive source of plant-based proteins, vitamins, and minerals. Having a low fat content, zero cholesterol, no gluten, rich in minerals, B vitamins, and dietary fiber. They are important for healthy living. Having a low water footprint, they can be grown on imperfect soils and can contribute to the soil fertility by improving yields. As such, they contribute to more sustainable food system and play an important role in climate change adaptation. The dissemination of this information and much more has been a success of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, going into the details of activities taking place during the year is not possible. There were so many. However, let me highlight a few landmarks. We were able to hold 16 IYP steering committee meetings, 5 regional dialogues aimed at enabling discussions and knowledge exchange among civil society, farmers, private sector researchers, government representatives, policymakers were held during the year. We await the presentation of their recommendations. The holding of 2 online discussions on pulses in June and October this year were extremely beneficial. FAO Global Food Consumption Database saw specific data on pulses, biodiversity, and their relation to agriculture and processing features being widely disseminated. The FAO report on the economy of pulses is worthy of appreciation. The Secretariat worked tirelessly attending meetings and promoting the year themes and action plans. We have the IYP book available in all 6 FAO languages. We now have a splendid Pulses recipe book containing recipes with photographs and texts by the participating chefs. The work which has been done on the social media is also truly worthy of praise. We are most thankful to the IYP Special Ambassadors for promoting the year in the regions around the world. And we are extremely grateful and thankful to the numerous organizations and people for their contributions for making this year a success. Ladies and gentlemen, the activities generated during the year made people and organizations conscious of the health and nutritional benefits of pulses, their benefits towards soil fertility, impact towards poverty eradication by providing ready cash to farmers, ability to help feed the global population, and the need for more research for better results in the coming years. Although a lot has been achieved, yet we can't be complacent. there is still work to be done in research and development, protection of pulses against natural disasters, improved seed varieties, better productivity, developing resilience against pests, and use of more advanced technology. Ladies and gentlemen, in Pakistan, we are also trying to improve the yield per acre of this wonder crop. The Ministry of Food Security and Research and other stakeholders are providing the essential toolkits to the farmers about the crop. More and more people are looking at the benefit of pulses forming part of the local cuisine. Dear colleagues, today we are holding the global dialogue thanks to the effort of the FAO Director General. I am keenly looking forward to this dialogue where we would be able to review the year's activities and outcomes, identify knowledge gaps, go over the research requirements, work on policy priorities, and try to formulate recommendations for the IYP beyond 2016, which are in line with the SDGs. Ladies and gentlemen, despite these achievements of this year, the individual consumption of pulses remains at levels which we need to improve. Though pulses are a very popular crop in the developing world, there is a massive gap in their productivity between pulse crops inside and outside the developing countries. This is one of the challenges which we need to address and overcome. In conclusion, I would like to thank all those who have worked tirelessly in making this year a success. As co-chair, I am very happy and take pride in the work carried out by the IYP steering committee members and the secretariat, which have been able to raise awareness and promote the five key messages of the year in a most remarkable manner. Let us continue to work towards raising awareness around the globe of the importance of pulses and towards Sustainable Development Goal 2 of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development as overcoming zero hunger challenges. I thank you.